Welcome to The Goodnight Show. I'm Shay Morrison, sleep expert and co-founder of The Goodnight Co. Join me each week for hints and tips on all things sleep. Today on the show, I want to share 7 tips on how to beat insomnia and anxiety. It's been a long 12 months between navigating a pandemic and attempting to maintain as much normality in life as possible. For many, it may even be one of their toughest years to date. Without changes in routines and peaks in stress, it's not uncommon to encounter bouts of insomnia and anxiety. And as we start to see things in the new normal, could you be holding on to negative sleeping habits that affect your overall well-being? Before we dive deep into exploring ways to beat insomnia, let's start with the basics. What is insomnia? Insomnia is a common sleep disorder that can manifest in both acute and chronic forms. Despite its causes varying from person to person, it regularly presents itself as sleep disruption. You might wake up frequently throughout the night, trouble with falling asleep, and/or an ability to fall asleep after waking in the night. While the short-term effects of insomnia might just sound like a frustrating night's sleep, untreated insomnia can trigger fatigue and drowsiness, irritability, depression or anxiety, issues with alertness and recall, problems with focus, weight gain, and hormonal imbalances. So, what's the link between insomnia and anxiety? Although it is only one of the potential effects of frequent disrupted sleep, more than 20% of people experiencing insomnia will recall feelings of anxiety at the same time. This can result in serious long-term complications to both your quality of life and mental health. But it's not all bad news, as a few simple adjustments to your sleep routine could see a dramatic improvement in your sleep and anxiety levels. As some of the most peculiar things can keep us awake at night, it can be hard to guarantee a one-size-fits-all solution to tackling sleep troubles. Fortunately, with constant advances in the study of sleep and natural remedies, these 7 clinically proven changes could help. So, number 1, stop tricking your brain into thinking it's daytime. Do you use your phone or laptop until bedtime? The bright lights that bounce off your face emit signals that trick your brain into thinking it's still daytime. We suggest leaving technology outside the bedroom altogether. But if your work requires odd hours, check the night shift setting on your device or consider some blue blocking light glasses to help block the harmful rays. Number 2, create a restful sleeping environment. One of the most significant factors to a disruptive sleep can be attempting to get your sleep in inadequate sleep spaces. So try to keep your bedroom cool and dark and free of any noise distractions. Implementing sleeping aids like our Mega Support Kit may also help the snooze mood, as it uses homeopathic tinctures, aromatherapy mists to naturally encourage a resting state. Number 3, assess your sleep routine. How regular are your sleeping patterns? If you find yourself jumping between different sleep and wake times, you could be throwing off your circadian rhythm, which is your natural body clock. When our circadian rhythm is off, we can feel sluggish at funny hours, moody, hungry, immune compromised. So consider setting a sleep and wake time that is easy to maintain so that your body can regulate naturally. Number 4, make sure your bed is comfortable. When was the last time you got a new bed? It's hard to sleep well on an uncomfortable mattress. With a third of our lives spent sleeping, the investment in a good bed and pillow is invaluable. Pillows really need to be changed every maximum 24 months. So every 2 years, you need to be turfing out those old pillows, recycling them, and investing in a new one. There's a great brand in Australia, made in South Australia, called Mini Jumbuck. We'll add the links to the show note. These are beautifully made, all made in Australia with natural fibers. So if you're looking for any new bedding, so that's pillows, mattress protectors, blankets, doonas, I'd suggest starting there. Number five, kick coffee to the curb. Now, I'm not saying that you have to completely eliminate coffee, but if you know that coffee stimulates you, try doing a little detox for a couple of weeks to see if it does have an impact on your sleep. Coffee is a stimulant, and if you drink too much of it, it can trigger your fight or flight response. This often amplifies the feelings of anxiety, heightens our senses, sometimes makes it difficult to unwind and go to sleep. If you're looking for natural coffee substitutes, check out our morning drops, our secret weapon to boosting energy and igniting our inner sunshine. It also lasts longer than a standard caffeine hit. Number six, journal. Sometimes the best way to leave your daily stresses at the door is to write them all down before going to bed. This encourages self-reflection and a mental unwind. As you physically offload your thoughts onto paper, jotting down your to-do list for the following day has also been strongly advised with researchers, linking it to the eliminating overthinking and improving rates of falling asleep. Number seven, meditate. Mindfulness meditation has been used to improve wellness and anxiety for many years. In a study, researchers found that individuals practicing mindfulness meditation experienced less insomnia, fatigue, and depression at the end of six sessions than a comparable group spending their sessions learning about standard sleeping tips. This is because meditation helps train the relaxation response in our brain, which diverts stressful energy. We suggest working with a trial and error approach to finding your unique sleeping solution. In many cases, a few simple additions to a bedtime routine can improve insomnia and relieve its adverse effects, like anxiety and a lack of alertness. If after exploring these natural methods, your insomnia is still affecting your life and mental well-being, please be sure to consult your wellness practitioner. If you resonate with anything we've spoken about today and are looking for additional sleep support and tips, head on over to our closed community Facebook group, The Good Night Show. It really is in the small daily details that make the difference. So we also encourage you to join our 10 for 10 challenge. We have a discount code for our loyal podcast listeners, so check it out. You can also find it along with our code in our show notes. Till next time, please leave a rating, review, and let us know what you think. Thanks for listening to The Good Night Show. If you're keen to learn more about the topic I talked about today, join our Facebook group, The Good Night Community, or check us out at thegoodnightco.com.au. If you're enjoying the show, please subscribe to us on your favourite podcast provider by searching The Good Night Show. And if you love what you're hearing, don't forget to leave us a glowing review.